This is UCB One on this Friday morning. A quick hi to Michael, who's been in touch, saying it's great to hear Mark's voice on the radio this morning and all the blessings that he's bringing to so many people. Thank you, Michael, for getting in touch with us. Now, Mark, we're going to be talking about the Queen next. Yesterday on the show, we were talking a lot about Prince Harry and some of reaction around what he was saying in regards to the next person taking the throne, and interesting comments coming from many of you on that one. Why the Queen? Why are we focusing on her? She's had a busy week, it's fair to say.
Yeah, I understand that this is her favourite week in the year in terms of Ascot, but obviously she had to
make the speech this week.
So yeah, I think it was interesting to me to see that there was a focus on the Queen's hat. I mean, obviously, I think she's usually wearing a crown for these occasions, but due to the timetabling, she wasn't. So, yeah, whether she was making any comment about the European Union, I have absolutely no idea.
This is what's been suggested on social media by a lot of people, the colours of the hat, whether there was links to the colours in the European flag. Who knows? It was interesting. Some beady-eyed people spotted it quite quickly as she entered the chamber there. But as you say, she's an incredible lady that has been very busy, actually reaching out in a lot of tragic situations that we have been talking about this morning.
That's right. I think one of the things about the Queen that I so admire is that she speaks into situations, and when people, you may not agree always with royalty or whatever, but the lady herself is amazing in the things that she says. You know, she had the minute silence on the Trooping of the Colour. She's saying that she'll pray for people. You know, you've noticed year on year that her speeches at Christmas have been, more focused on her faith. The older you get, you kind of feel like, well, I might as well just go for it. But she's just an amazing lady, and I'm not sure any of us would like the kind of job that she has. But she just brings that kind of peace and calm, but also she wants to reach out and touch people's lives. And she uses her authority, I guess, well.
And she's actually, I know when I saw her go out to hospitals visiting children following the Manchester Arena attack, speaking quite openly about the kind of attack it was, the incident, and really, I guess, meeting people exactly where they were, not trying to put on a brave face or kind of the stiff upper lip of the British culture. She's very compassionate, which I guess stems from her faith.
Yeah, I would guess so. I think it's always difficult to know sometimes how to react, but good leadership knows what they believe and kind of keeps going with those same principles. I think that's one of the things about the Queen. You know who she is. You know what she stands for, because she hasn't changed her position.
What can we take away? How can we be inspired when we think about perhaps leadership roles that each one of us take within society, maybe within the family, within church, within our jobs?
Well, one of the things that I've learned, one of my leadership heroes is John Maxwell. One of the things he would say is, how can I add value to people today? Mm. He values people, and we need to value people. We need to look at people as God looks at them and then think, how can I be a blessing to them? One of the things I think of every day is, if people meet me, I want them to be blessed by meeting me. Now, that may not be the case every time, but most of the time, that's what I hope. And I think as leaders, people need to think about how people will go, what will they go away with? You know, having met me, are they blessed, encouraged? Have I added value to their life? I think if we have that in our minds as leaders, then we will act appropriately.